Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Bob Oakes in Tampa. As Isaac rolls through the Gulf, at a certain cost to Mitt Romney and the GOP convention here. The convention has not yet officially opened, but already speeches have been canceled or moved, and big-name speakers have been displaced by those with an even bigger footprint. Isaac forced planned parties to cope with smaller crowds. It even canceled the band Lynyrd Skynyrd's appearance at last night's opening party. At times this weekend, the convention schedule was about as fluid as a bag of ice sitting on the Tampa asphalt. Conventions are very much about momentum, the big Mo. Will yours take Mo away from the other candidate? How much did you have coming in? And the key question, how much Mo do you get going out? Right now, that question is no more crucial anywhere in the country than right here, Hillsborough County, Florida, this rain-soaked, delegate-clogged, convention-postponed county along Interstate 4. So says William March, the longtime senior political reporter for the newspaper, the Tampa Tribune.
Now, the swing area of Florida is Central Florida. North Florida is Republican, South Florida is roughly Democratic. The I-4 corridor, a large belt across the middle of the state, is what decides how we go in statewide elections. In the I-4 corridor, the largest media market is the Tampa area, which is where we're sitting. So it's easy to make a case that the Tampa area, Hillsborough County, is the swing area for a national election.
Mitt Romney will try to make the most of the rest of this week as he reintroduces himself to Hillsborough County and the rest of the nation as the official GOP nominee for the first time. He is upbeat, telling reporters near his summer home in Wolfboro, New Hampshire yesterday, where the weather was partly sunny and calm, "It'll be a great convention." He also did express some concern about Isaac, saying, "Hope everybody's fine there." Some might be reading that as, "Hope I'm fine too," as clearly Isaac has already robbed this convention of some of the attention it's been counting on here in its hopes of using this week as a breakaway moment in Florida, where the polls show the race between Mitt Romney and President Obama very close. For WBUR, I'm Bob Oakes at the Convention Center in Tampa. You can follow the convention on our website, WBUR.org.